Welcome to Talking Walking, hosted by Andrew Stuck from Rethinking Cities in London. Talking Walking brings you interviews with people from the world of walking, artists, activists, professionals, and those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. To mark the anniversary of the 2007 Banff Centre Walking and Art Residency, at which Talking Walking was conceived, in this episode we present an interview with Ernie Kroger, whose dedication brought the residency to fruition. Ernie Kroger is a photographer and professor at Thompson Rivers University in Kamloops, British Columbia. He draws as much inspiration from the wild places of the Rockies as he does from neglected scrubland on his walk to work through the suburbs of Kamloops. The interview opens with Ernie telling us about how the idea of a walking and art residency came about.
When I first started thinking about this subject was probably, you know, in the 1990s, when I was working at the Banff Center for the Arts and taking care of the photography program. I mean, as a working artist, I was doing my own work, walking around the mountains. You know, you're influenced by certain things, by the place you are and by other artists that have, you know, you feel an affinity to. And so I knew the work of, you know, Hamish Fulton and Richard Long in the 1980s. When I moved to Banff and at the end of the, you know, 1980s, I was quite taken with the landscape. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I didn't even know what I was going to do because it was so over-photographed. And really, I just began walking. At the same time, I met other artists like Janet Cardiff, who was starting to experiment with walking and making recordings. You know, I was able to go to Mexico City on an exchange, and I met Francis Alice there, who's also an artist using walking. All of these things came together. I met other artists that were interested, and I thought, well, it just makes sense to use this as a kind of thematic, which the Banff Center was doing anyway. And I proposed the idea, I think, around, you know, 2002 or 2003. And then it took 4 or 5 years to actually, you know, get it going.
And what do you feel has come from it?
You know, quite a bit has come from the residency. I've been in touch with someone from time to time, and many of them are continuing on, you know, with the work that they started in Banff. You know, the folks in Australia, you know, a number of you in England, across Canada, a few in the States. And, you know, what happens is when a group comes together, there's this kind of intensity and interaction and talking about ideas and a lot of enthusiasm and energy in walking. And then you're suddenly separated and you go your own separate ways. But I know people have been kind of keeping in touch in little groups and keeping each other informed. So I don't know exactly what will happen in the future, but I hope that from my point of view that I'll be able to perhaps organize a kind of walking conference or symposium or even a kind of walking festival, perhaps an exhibition, you know, here in Kamloops, and, you know, be able to invite some of the people from the residency to my hometown.
How did the residency itself differ from other residencies that you've been involved with, either as a participant or had you ever been a sort of lead fellow of a residency before?
I had never been a kind of leader of a residency or an organizer of a residency before, even though I had been involved in many previous residencies in terms of planning and adjudication and so on, but really almost always playing a kind of, support role. And this was the first time that I had the chance to kind of lead it. And really it was quite new to me. And, you know, because all of the people were so highly motivated, I didn't even really have to do that much in terms of organization besides planning hikes and a few meetings and so on. And what I had noticed that the actual environments of Banff and the surroundings of the Rocky Mountains, etc., could actually be used as part of a residency. It seemed to me that for the most part, the place itself was being explored. So I thought, you know, what a great opportunity to actually, you know, make use of this great walking landscape and bring artists together to look at that subject of walking and walking in the mountains and so on.
Do you think the moment's come that walking and art should be more frequently combined?
As you know, Andrew, I mean, I've been, you know, kind of keeping tabs on the subject. And since I've been doing that for more intensively in the last, let's say, 4 to 5 years, I've noticed a huge increase in not only the interest of combining walking and art, but in the actual activity. In the last few years, there's been a number of histories of walking published. There's been a number of exhibitions around the subject of walking and art. Really, I think it's just kind of opening up into a new kind of field, which in a way I think it relates to art becoming more physical. I mean, there's been a lot of theoretical and conceptual art, you know, in the past, and now I see a little bit more of a move to go outside and have art become a, at least in some aspects, a more physical kind of activity.
How about if we turn to your own art practice? Can you sort of tell us a little bit about what turns you on, literally, in terms of your own art practice, and what turns you on in terms of walking?
It's a crazy kind of thing because, you know, most of us have jobs that keep us inside, you know, in these kind of offices and boxes and studios. I love almost any excuse to get outside, and what a better excuse than getting out and walking. You know, I didn't even notice it in my work so much over the years, but I did a kind of a neighborhood series of photographs, you know, people living in a neighborhood in Calgary. And what really started the whole thing was that I was walking through the street all the time and walking back and forth on my day-to-day activities and getting to know the people. So I didn't even realize it, but it was walking that was actually propelling me through different places and, you know, becoming familiar with them, and that was the one of the prime factors. And that was the same when I worked in dance as well, you know, going out and hiking in the mountains to the Great Divide and so on. And it was really a kind of almost a documentation of my walks, you know, through the mountain. And even here in Kamloops now, I try to get out, you know, early every morning to go for a walk downtown and, you know, have a coffee, and I walk through a little bit of just a little bit of wilderness, kind of, I call it the sagebrush trail. And, you know, I've gotten familiar with this little patch of ground. It's like a real pleasure in the morning to walk on the sidewalk through the asphalt and then get off the asphalt for a little while and then back onto the asphalt. So that little sagebrush trail is like my outdoor studio, and I can, you know, I can photograph there. I can write about it. I've been doing a little bit of video work about it, and I can actually tell you a little bit more if you want.
Please, go ahead.
In the last month or so, I was walking back home, and I had been reading an art book, and it mentioned the ancient philosopher Diogenes. He was one of the original Cynics. From time to time, he would walk through Athens backwards, you know, just to upset the kind of conventions of the place. And so as I was walking back home that morning, it came to mind, and I thought, well, I'm going to try walking up the sagebrush trail backwards. Walking uphill backwards, that was a little bit tricky, but, you know, I did it. And the last part was it's a little steep part, and I had to go very slowly. It's also the part where I fell on the ice in January and dislocated my shoulder, so everything was a little bit, you know, dicey, but I made it. And there you have it. It was my first performance. And
in the process of walking backwards over a route that you're obviously very familiar with, what came to mind while you were doing it?
You know, when you're doing something that's, you know, out of the ordinary like that, it makes you focus in a way where you're so in the moment that you don't have a chance really to think about anything else. Even though you know the path very well, you know, you still have to go quite slowly. So you're kind of, you know, you're looking out in front of you, but you're visualizing this path that is moving behind you. And so it's kind of strange activity. And you know, I almost tripped a few times over a little sagebrush route or, you know, walking into bushes. And then I thought, well, you know, people are, you know, I'm doing this totally on my own, but there are some houses around there. So, you know, I thought, oh, what if someone's watching me? They're going to think, you know, really strange. And so I just tried to put that out of my mind and just do the whole thing. And then a week later, someone said, well, you should videotape this. And so I asked another friend of mine to do just that, videotape it. And so he recorded me walking up the hill backwards and then walking forwards. And then we would reverse the videotape. And it was actually quite funny because the part where I'm walking backwards, you know, is quite slow. So when you move it to have it go forward, you know, I look like an old man that's walking kind of slowly. And then the part where I'm walking up very quickly, when you reverse that, I go down the hill rather jauntily, you know, in a kind of speedy, you know, fashion. So really, I you know, it's been a lot of trying something different from my usual photographic practice and having fun with it.
Tell us a bit more about your photographic practice, and tell me a little bit about the book you did, which was on the Great Divide.
So that was the Great Divide that was published by the Banff Center Press. Really, what that was a series of photographs based on my walks toward or in the vicinity of the Great Divide, which is the main watershed, you know, separating the waters between the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific. So as I was walking along these trails, I would, you know, be doing a series of photographs. And you know, a lot of it was, I guess, a kind of response to the photographic inventory that already existed. So many photographs had been taken in the Rockies, you know, and I thought, well, what could I possibly add to this? And so in a way, I just made it a more subjective kind of personal view, often where I'm actually looking at the ground or the trail where I'm walking. So this was kind of a contrast to the usual photographs of the mountains where you see, you know, the grand vistas and so on. So, you know, focusing as you do when you walk, you know, a little bit more on the ground because you have to watch your step, where you're going, etc. In a way, just celebrating the commonplace.
And what's the sort of work that you're doing now?
I'm starting to collaborate here with a few of the other instructors at the university here. You know, one of them's a philosopher, one of them's a geographer, others are visual artists. And so I think in terms of what the future might hold is that, you know, we're actually looking at to see if we can recreate a map of Kamloops and some of the old walking routes in the city, let's say 100 years ago, and then how that would change over time and actually maybe produce a kind of document that comes out of that. And I hope also to be able to invite artists, walkers, researchers in the subject to Kamloops to present their own work and then to, you know, get a little network going of interchange. You know, curating an exhibition isn't out of the question. The idea of having an exhibition that only happens outside rather than inside, you know, I think there's a lot of good possibilities here. I'm not actually sure what I want to do with photography. So what's happening is I guess I'm trying different things, writing, you know, the video that I mentioned, trying out a bit of performance art, research into some of the history of photography, and using work that's in local archives. So last fall, I did a project called My Morning Walk. Again, it's not too far off of what I'd already told you about the Sagebrush Walk. You know, I leave my home and I walk downtown for a coffee. What I did is I recreated that walk through old black and white photographs from the Kamloops archives. I think I chose about 17 of them, and I was actually quite surprised that I could actually find old photographs that duplicated pretty exactly the locations where I walk. And then I simply added a kind of text, both my own and from historical resources, to those photographs, and that became the series, which I'm now making into a small book called My Morning Walk.
Tell us something about a walk that's special to you.
Well, right now, I would have to say it is that sagebrush walk here in Kamloops. Little pocket of a sloping hillside spotted with sagebrush and bunch grass, a little kind of light brown earthy trail. So, I mean, it's surrounded almost on three sides by, you know, houses. And, you know, I counted my steps through it earlier, and I think it's not more than about 245 steps, you know, through the whole thing. It's maybe 250 meters, so, you know, like a quarter of a kilometer. It's really not very long, but it's a beautiful little pocket, sort of the end of this stinger of land that comes into the city along what's called Peterson Creek. So it's really right at the end of a bit of parkland that's now being built up around. And a lot of people are actually using it, you know, in the morning to walk to work downtown so they can avoid the busier streets, you know, filled with cars and, you know, how loud and smelly that gets. So it's a nice shortcut. In a way, what it feels like is, and I've always been interested in this whole idea of, you know, the relationship between the city and the country. Like I start off walking in a city, and then it's almost as if I walk out of the city for a brief time, and then I walk back into the city. It's a feeling I can't exactly describe. I mean, it's both, you know, a good feeling. It makes you sort of take it easy in the morning, but it's also kind of funny because it's so short.
You've been listening to Talking Walking, brought to you by Rethinking Cities. In this episode, you've heard from Ernie Kroger. If you have any views on this interview or any walking issues, We would love to hear from you. Please follow the links on the talkingwalking.net website. We look forward to having you along for future episodes at Talking Walking. Written, recorded, and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities, our graphic artwork was designed by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and recorded by Simon Sanders at Easytronic.